Hello and welcome. This is a short podcast from the Faculty of Physical Education discussing our learning and teaching.
Hello, this is our learning and teaching podcast. We've got four topics to talk about. First up is our non-negotiables. So we have talked about and decided that one of the big things we want to have is variety. Whether that be teaching styles, we want to see a variety of teaching styles from the sort of reproductive to the more productive, so that when pupils are arriving in our department, they're getting the style or the strategy that suits what it is they're learning, but also that variety so it keeps it fresh and interesting. We also decided that good questioning would be at the kind of core of what we do. Kids will kind of give you what they think is the minimum to get you to stop asking them questions, and we're going to make a commitment to ask them more so that we have a better idea of what they actually know and what we need to do as a result. Our third non-negotiable will be kids knowing exactly where they are in terms of their levels and what they need to do in order to get better. Feedback for next steps also comes into that, and we talked around the sort of style B2 step. If we're giving kids feedback on what they need to do in order to get better, we then need to revisit that and make sure that we give them feedback on that feedback to ensure that they're kind of trying at all times and they've got a very clear idea of their current strengths and what they need to do to get better.
In terms of formative assessment, we've agreed that this will be in line with the Tapestry programme that's running within the school and the council at the moment. So focus on questioning and how we question pupils, how we use hinge point questions to allow us to determine the learning that's happened and then allow us to change the learning within the lesson to or adapt it based on the needs of the pupils. We've agreed that for our National 5 and higher pupils, we'll use show me boards within classes just for a formative assessment tool. And we also spoke about the fact that through a BG, we need to be formatively assessing the cognitive, the social and the emotional, as well as the physical. In terms of our ethos, we have agreed that we need to be adopting a growth mindset within the department, making sure that all pupils understand that mistakes are accepted and they're also part of learning, and that we'll use mistakes to formulate a plan going forward as to how we can avoid these mistakes and improve performance or improve learning. We also agreed that we want to have an ethos of just try your best. If pupils come into the department, we want them just to engage and try. It doesn't matter if they're the best at each activity or not, just as long as they come in and work hard, then they will see improvements in performance. And we've agreed that celebrating success needs to be a massive focus. So having things like notice boards within the department, a real push on merits, and having a wall within our fitness suite where we celebrate success as well.
Okay, so our last topic is to do with progress and the iPads. We have discussed and agreed that on the iPads we're going to use Idoceo to keep our registers up to date, and it's also going to be used regularly to ensure that teachers have all the information needed in terms of meeting their learners' needs within their classes. We also need to put a focus on telling pupils that updates have been made on progress. So if a pupil has done something that is particularly good within a class, it's recognised, the pupil's aware that that's then been updated on their progress, and they can go home and share that success with home. We talked around the number of progress inputs per block. We kind of still want to firm up the exact number for how many entries per kid per block we do on progress. It's going to be a balancing act between keeping it natural in terms of something good has happened within the class and making sure that there is a bank of information on progress for parents, carers, etc. at home to ensure that they're up to date with where their child is at. We also talked around iPads getting used for videos and evidence and how we look to put that on progress so that it's more than words and people at home have a real picture of how people are progressing within the department. And lastly, I kind of already mentioned it, but making sure that the pupils are understanding the levels that are on progress so that they know what a level 3 kind of looks like in real life. With the idea that hopefully as we kind of progress along this journey on progress, that the amount of writing for staff can be reduced and people are clearer around what the levels actually mean, so that it can be updated more regularly and it's a true reflection of current kind of strengths and areas to work on. And that's us.